listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today we're talking with John Leonard, who's the Executive Director for the American Swim Coach Association. And every year they have a world clinic. This year it's in Las Vegas, so we thought we'd talk about that. We got John on the line. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you for having me on, Brent.
All right, so September, Las Vegas. It rolls around every year. It's going to come pretty fast.
It is indeed, especially in a busy year like this when we've got Olympic trials and then the Olympic Games, and it's a nonstop summer for everybody.
And let's just talk about the clinic itself. I mean, the whole foundation is education. And can you talk about some of the things that you offer at the clinic?
Well, the essence of the clinic is basically a series of 1 hour, sometimes an hour plus talks. And they really go on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Before those talks, there are extended educational opportunities that we call schools that go on a Tuesday and the Wednesday, and those are either half-day schools or full-day schools. And that's sort of the essential core component of the Ask a Coach's Education program. And then from there, every year the program is radically different based on what the hot topics in coaching are for that year.
Okay, now you talk about the courses. These are courses for coaches to learn more about coaching, administration.
Yes, everything from basic level one foundations of coaching through level two, which is our stroke school and how you build and correct strokes. Level three is the physiology school, which is about designing training. And then level four and five are administration and leadership courses. And there's a variety of other supplemental courses that, go along with that core group.
And part of that core curriculum there is for coaches to get a certification.
Exactly. The idea here is that we certainly do not want anything like clone coaching. We want everybody to have their own ideas and different ideas, but the competency comes first, and the competency comes out of our first core five courses.
And what are the levels of certification now?
There's levels 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 5 represents the top 3 to 5% of coaches in the U.S. Level 4 is the top probably 8 to 12% at this point. It's gotten a little bit bigger over the last couple of years. Level 3 is the top 30% of coaches, and level 1 and 2 are the entry-level coaching positions.
Now, when you look at the different levels, you also have a USS level and a NCAA level?
There's every form of coaching that you can imagine has a fixture that goes in at the end of one of those. So you'd be a level 2 United States swimming coach, or a level 2 YMCA coach, a level 2 high school coach. There's always a designation because, as you know, it's a lot different coaching a high school team than it is coaching a club team or a university Division One team from a Division Three team. So there's always a clarifier or a designator at the end.
And how has a certification a credential, I would think, help a coach in their coaching career?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's a verifiable credential from an independent organization that says that you have achieved this and such, and the this and such is education, experience, and actually being the primary coach in the higher levels, levels 3, 4, and 5, of a particular level of athlete. So it's a credential that people can look at with assurance and know that on these specific things, this is really what this person has achieved.
And with that achievement level, there's also a compensation package, or at least a level that they can, when they go to an employer, and talk about.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're objectively in the top 3 to 5% coaches in the country, or the top 8% or 12% or 30%, absolutely you're going to be somebody who's going to be able to show that to an employer, and the employer is going to recognize that you're the person who's probably worthy of a bit more compensation.
Do you have any standard compensation ranges for levels?
You know, we really don't, Brent, because it's so different across the whole country. I mean, the economics of coaching in Northern California are pretty daunting, so generally speaking, if you're able to coach there, you're pretty highly compensated versus some other places in the country where the living expenses and so forth are a lot lower, and therefore people tend to make less money. So a national average really doesn't make a lot of sense. We track all that. But nationally, it's pretty meaningless. Regionally, it makes a lot more sense.
Okay, let's go forward then. And during that week, then you have the big talks going on. So who can we look forward to listen to this year?
Well, our keynote speaker this year is going to be Bob Bowman. And as you know, Bob has coached the greatest swimmer in history here, Mr. Phelps, pretty much since the inception of Mr. Phelps's swimming career. And he's been asked to coach of the year in 2001, 2003, and 2007. And I would imagine if Mr. Phelps has a great performance in Beijing, as we would all expect and hope, He might be even looking at a fourth Coach of the Year award. So Bob will be our keynote speaker. That'll be Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other great coaches that will be speaking this year, U.S. Swimming Head Coach and General Manager Mark Schubert will be doing the Olympic Team Report. Greg Troy, who's the coach of Stephen Lochte, who probably would be considered the greatest swimmer in history, or at least on the planet currently, if Mr. Phelps wasn't around, will be speaking. Ray Benecki, who's the coach of Kate Ziegler, will be there. And a variety of other presenters after that, but those are really the big name people who are the keys this year.
And it's a good opportunity for those coaches in the audience to get up there and rub shoulders and get up some one on one with these coaches.
Absolutely, and one of the great things about American coaching throughout its history has been that people are very approachable, very friendly, very happy to help you, and all you got to do is find a time when they've got a spare minute, and they'll spend as much time with you as they possibly can. And that's been a tradition passed down for many decades.
And it's not limited to the United States. You're going to have some international coaches, I'm sure, showing up.
We typically have anywhere between 200 and 500 international coaches who show. I think the highest number has been in the 580s somewhere. And this year might be one of those years because Olympic Games will be over. People will want to come and hear how we did what we did. And frankly, Las Vegas is an attraction for everybody, American or international coach. So.
Well, it looks like the cutoff date to get to this clinic will be August 8th, and it's not too soon to do that. I see the rates are about $105 for a single room in Las Vegas. Where can they go to register?
Well, actually, the easiest way to register is just go to our website, www.swimmingcoach.org. The August 8th date is the cutoff for hotel reservations at the Riviera, which is our main hotel, but there's lots of other places to stay as well in Las Vegas that I think everybody can easily access on the net. And, there's no closure to registration. Someone can walk in, and people regularly do the day of the clinic and register at the clinic. So.
Well, thanks for your time, John. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Yeah. Well, this is Brent Rudemeller reporting on swimming from around the world.
Ooh, I hate it.